This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, good to be with you.
Faith in Action listeners who have a good memory may remember that we actually talked to all three of our guests at different times in the past.
Yes, we have. We have Lori Brown, who is the state leader of the Flame of Love, which is a Marian devotion. And we have David Proctor, who's the associate state leader for the Flame of Love. And we also have via phone with us Father James Blunt, who is a Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity. And he is on the phone with us. And we're going to be talking about the Flame of Love. So welcome to Faith in Action, all of you.
Thank you, Bridget. Thank you, Jim.
It's great to be here.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Well, and Mary is really involved in helping us do that, right, and getting connected to Jesus, and that's what this is really all about. Father Blount, why don't you tell us a little bit about your order and your ministry and how you got connected with the Flame of Love?
Sure. I belong to a beautiful new community in the Catholic Church called SALT, for short, S-O-L-T.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually stands for the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity.
Oh, okay.
And we are men and women in love with Jesus Christ. We are an order of priests and deacons and religious sisters. And we have many members, including laity, who work with us around the world. We were founded in 1958 by Father Jim Flanagan.
Okay.
And our headquarters now are in Texas. And we work in teams. So we like to work all of our missions around the world with what we call ecclesial teams.
Okay.
And that means there are the three vocations working together: the priest, the holy nuns, and the dedicated lay people. And our founder's vision was that when you have all three vocations working together, you have the power of the universal church there. All the gifts are active. And it makes for a very, you might say, complete presentation of the faith.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And now you're not a parish priest in the sense of most of our listeners would go to Mass at least once a week and have a local parish priest. But what is your charism? What is it that your order does?
Well, it's really wide open, and it's because our founder, Father Jim, really was a man of the Holy Spirit. And so our constitution and our directory speaks about our working in what we call the areas of deepest apostolic need. And so we work wherever the Vatican or wherever the bishops need us. We might say those projects or parishes that are maybe most desperate or maybe most dangerous or most difficult, we try to take up the slack in those areas of the world or the diocese that really need special care. And maybe the bishop needs a team to help him out because there's no one available to do it. So that means we work in all kinds of ministries. And yes, we do have parishes all over the world. And frequently, parishes that are in difficult areas or poor areas. And we'll take those up under our wings and try to fill that parish with the gifts of the Virgin Mary and the intimacy with the Holy Trinity.
So I'm gonna ask Lori this question, or maybe David. Tell our listeners, what is the Flame of Love? People have heard of Fatima, they've heard of Medjugorje. The Flame of Love is somewhat of a newer apparition, though it happened in the 50s?
Yes, messages were given to a humble Hungarian woman named Elizabeth Kendelman between 1961 and 1982.
Okay.
And they were not apparitions, they were interlocutions.
Okay.
They are totally approved by the church, they have been vetted thoroughly. And this is a grace. It's not so much a devotion as it is an actual gift of grace straight from the Flame of Love burning in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So this actually distinguishes the Flame of Love from previous apparitions in that we not only have messages, but we also have this signal grace. Signal grace meaning a grace where God intervenes in any period of history, and he's done it many times, with special spiritual helps to keep our faith strong and to help us to survive heresies or whatever the problem is of the period. We have many problems today.
We're in a pickle, aren't we?
We are in a pickle.
A big spiritual pickle.
Amen. And so this is truly a grace God has given for our times. David, did you want to add to that?
Well, absolutely. I think one of the things that that we found, at least I found, it's been very powerful to me, is on page 43 of the main diary, it talks about how these souls, we're talking about good souls, are being swept away by the power of Satan. And we're talking about, you know, you have faithful souls, people go to church on Sunday, and good souls are a step above that. They go to church maybe daily. Mm-hmm. You know, and things of that nature. But somehow the enemy has found a way to sweep them off because they don't see the temptations at hand. And really, Our Lady needs to be there to reinforce us, and really with that flame of love within, which is going to be imparted today during the show to each listener, gives us that ability to see more clearly what the tactics are and to defend them and actually blind Satan so he doesn't have that opportunity.
And I think even in our culture today, there are a lot of people that say, well, everybody goes to heaven, the devil doesn't exist, and those things might sound really nice, but you know, it's fake news, you know, it's not true, you know, and I think that kind of deception can really lead people to think that they don't.
Father, what are your thoughts on the two things that Bridget just mentioned? Nobody goes to hell, everybody goes to heaven. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I would begin, first of all, though, with this beautiful thought from Sacred Scripture, and that is that the Lord desires that every man be saved.
Right.
He wants everyone to go to heaven. On the other side of it, though, is we each have to make a decision.
Yep.
And basically, really, love is a decision. Love is not a feeling. It's a decision. And we have to begin to love God with all of our hearts, the one who made us. He deserves it. He gave us everything, and then he died for us on the cross. So each man is called upon, and each woman, to make a decision of love. God loves everyone. There's no problem there. The problem is with us. Do we love God, you see? And so indeed, the Lord wants everyone in heaven. And his Holy Mother, Mary, the most beautiful creature he ever made, she loves us with God's love, and she burns that we would all be saved. And that's why God is giving us this flame of love devotion, that love that is the Holy Spirit would enter every human heart, that no one would be lost. But again, we have to receive it. Lord, I want to love you. I appreciate my life. I want to go to heaven. I receive your flame, and I will pass it on to others, and I will live within your love. So we have to make a decision. And that's our job, really, as Flame of Love devotees, is to pray that everyone will make that decision and even offer up prayer and fasting and sacrifices and even sicknesses, that everyone would be saved. Somehow, everyone would make that free decision.
I'm wondering, what are some of the main messages in this flame of love, the messages that Mary is giving to us? What are some of the main things that we should take away from the message?
Well, I think that going back to what we just spoke about, that, you know, God burns for the salvation of the world. Man tends to be lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
And as David said, even many good Catholics end up being kind of dead. God is not a dead. God is alive. He's more alive than anyone else. And he desires that we come alive in perfect love. And so he's not done. You might say he's just getting started.
Right.
The Lord doesn't want anybody to rot on the vine. He wants no one to lose their soul. And so it becomes necessary for the Lord to breathe the Holy Spirit over every generation to wake us up. So God, he made us to be his sons and daughters, and even, really, to be his bride. The church is the bride of Christ. And so the Flame of Love movement is a way to bring back, even to the church, this realization that things are not ho-hum or passé, and certainly not mediocre. That God is a burning flame. The scripture says that. He's a burning fire. And he wants us to experience the joy of following Jesus Christ. He wants us to enter that joy forever. And this is one of the great dangers of being in the church today in any era, is that the church can become very bureaucratic, very institutional. And so let's say I go to Mass every Sunday or maybe twice a week and I punch my time card because I went to Mass. But the idea is not just to be following certain laws. As St. Paul VI once said, for us Catholics, for us, the Holy Spirit is the law. And so the idea is to come alive in perfect love and to live in a relationship with the Most Holy Trinity. We are in a, you might say, a marriage relationship with God.
And I think if you look at any time throughout the church history and throughout the scripture, God is always seeking us. He is always running after us, just like in the prodigal son, you know, when the father runs out to meet the son. I just use that analogy that God is always has this burning love for us.
It's absolutely true. And it's a thing for some reason that we tend to lose it very quickly and very easily. Perhaps part of it is that we human beings in our fallen nature, we tend to want to be, you might say, in control. That we don't really want like new things. We want to keep things steady under our control. But when we do that, what's happening is we are substituting our own will for God's will. We're becoming, you might say, little gods. And this is something that brings death very quickly. The idea is to let God be God. Let him be in charge. Seek his will and chase after him, follow after him. And so we see that really our Catholic faith should be a flame. It should be something alive. We're not supposed to be dead. We're supposed to be alive, living in the resurrection. And love has that nature. Love is always new.
So how do people get the flame of love? How do they get a connection with God, and how do they receive this flame of love and the special grace that's happening in this time for our culture?
You know, one of the simplest ways would be to use some of the approved prayers that our Lord and our Lady gave to the mystic Elizabeth Kendelman. For instance, the beautiful smaller prayer that we actually insert in the Hail Mary, it goes like this: O Blessed Lady, spread the effect of grace, of thy flame of love, over all of humanity. And honestly, really all we have to do is ask for it. Lord Jesus, Mother Mary, fill my heart with the flame of love. I mean, that's what Jesus said, right? He said, ask and you shall receive. Ask. So we could ask for that flame. Holy Spirit, Mother Mary, Lord Jesus, fill me with the flame of love that burns within your heart. Simply ask for it. But I want to mention there's a second prayer that we call the Unity Prayer. And it's an exquisitely beautiful prayer. It actually sounds like a poem. And this prayer will bring the flame inside of our hearts, but also it has an amazing promise that's been approved to protect us from all the attacks of the evil spirit. It's called the Unity Prayer. And I'd like to say that for all of you right now. In fact, I want to ask you, Jim and Bridget and Laurie and David, if you would say this after me, line by line.
Okay.
This is a beautiful and powerful and approved prayer. If we do it sincerely, it will bring the flame of love right in our hearts. It goes like this. Would you say this after me, friend?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
My adorable Jesus.
My adorable Jesus.
May our feet journey together.
May our feet journey together.
May our hands gather in unity.
May our hands gather in unity.
May our hearts beat in unison.
May our hearts beat in unison.
May our souls be in harmony.
May our souls be in harmony.
May our thoughts be as one.
May our thoughts be as one.
May our ears listen to the silence together.
May our ears listen to the silence together.
May our glances profoundly penetrate each other.
May our glances profoundly penetrate each other.
May our lips pray together.
May our lips pray together.
To gain mercy from the Eternal Father.
To gain mercy from the Eternal Father.
Amen.
Amen.
And on that note, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be back for more Flame of Love. Stay tuned.
There will be a coast-to-coast consecration live stream on May 31st, which happens to be the convergence of three feast days, the Visitation, Mary Mediatrix of All Graces, and Lady of All Nations. For details, updates, and registration, go to flameoflove.us. That's flameoflove.us.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ehr, and we have a couple people in our studio today. We have Lori Brown and David Proctor. They're both with the Flame of Love. And we have on the phone with us Father James Blunt, who is a holy priest, internationally recognized evangelist and exorcist, and also a salt priest. So let's talk about what the Flame of Love is, Lori, and the grace that you get when you receive it, or what happens when you receive it.
Yes, many things happen. Beautiful things happen to the soul, to relationships, to families, to nations. And when we look in the diary on page 68, there's a beautiful passage from our Blessed Mother that describes this. She first of all says that it's burning, her flame of love is burning so brightly and so strongly, she can't even hold it in. She says, "I can no longer contain the flame of love in my heart. Let it leap out to everyone. My flame of love will encounter no resistance and will illuminate souls with a gentle light. They will be intoxicated with abundant graces and announce the flame to everyone, a torrent of graces which have not been given since the Word became flesh will pour out." And then later she describes it as a protection for our souls, that it'll be to our generation as the ark was to Noah in his generation. And then again, she says it's Jesus Christ himself, the light of the world.
Now, the flame of love is not really an organization, I guess, as such. It's kind of a movement. What's involved with it? If somebody listening now says, you know, I think I want to do that, what's involved? What do they do?
Well, number one, they would want to visit our website, www.flameoflove.us. It's beautiful. It has everything you could possibly want to know about it. It has wonderful videos and recorded prayers and everything about it. But you do want to order the Diary of Messages and start there. And you need to read several pages a day to keep that flame burning in your own heart so that we can help Blessed Mother disseminate it into the world to souls who are languishing. The diary says that Satan is attacking families. He's attacking even consecrated souls. He wants to destroy our faith. It's very clear in the diary that that's what's happening right now, and I think we can all see that even in our own families. So there's really only three simple prayers, and two of them, we add to the rosary. So it's basically the rosary with this little extra prayer.
Now, does this involve something that a person does themselves in their own home, or are there meetings they go to or events? How does that work?
Well, here in Indianapolis, we have 7 organized meetings in different parishes. And we have a letter from the bishop of the Lafayette Diocese. We've talked to the bishop here in Indianapolis, Bishop Thompson, the archbishop. And they know about it, and they've actually just encouraged us to do this. At Our Lady of the Greenwood, where I'm at, we have a devotion on Friday evenings, and we do it before the Blessed Sacrament. And we do the Flame of Love Cenacle, usually the Rosary, and then we'll do all the other prayers associated with that, and then we'll usually do a little piece of the devotion afterwards. Now, there's also another one at Holy Rosary on Wednesday, first and third Wednesdays, and that we do the same thing. We do the Rosary, we do the other devotions, we pray for the Pope, we do all the things, and then we take a small break, and then we have a devotional time where we study these messages to see how they impact our lives and actually how we can encourage each other to spread the flame. And we always ask Our Lady to increase the flame within our own heart and for the newcomers to get the flame to start with.
Sign up and become a member, or do they just show up for these things, or what's involved? What kind of a commitment is involved?
Actually, I want to point out, there are those with maybe young children at home that can't make it to a meeting. That's fine, too. You can do it in your own home. If you have two of you, you can have what we call a cenacle. You can actually bring these graces down to your own souls, the souls of your family, your parish, the world. So it's not difficult at all. Our Lady makes it very simple. And you don't have to sign up for anything. You basically just learn the messages and these three simple prayers and begin to pray.
Now, I do want to mention that for those listening who might want to get involved in a local group, how would they go about doing that? Should they email the Indiana Flame of Love, or how do they get connected with that? Should they go to the national site?
On the national site, there is a resource section that does list the cenacles that are happening around the nation. But we also, we in fact right now have just come up with a local website. So it's www.flameoflove-indiana.com.
Now I know that there's a book that's kind of an important part of the movement. Tell us about the book.
Well, there's two books. There's a Flame of Love book, which most people will get. It's the abbreviated version, but it gives you all the nuts and bolts about Elizabeth Kindleman and her relationship with Jesus and Mary, about basically how she suffered and learned how to pray for people. She did that through her own suffering because of her life, but also how to care for people and how to desire to have this flame for each and every individual in her family, her communities. She originally had 12 priests she was working with in Hungary, and they all took on this and began cenacles in their own churches, and it came that way. So, and then there's a larger one that gives more detail. And that one's available through Canada, but it gives more detail to our Lady's mission there.
So there's an event coming up too, a day of reflection on Saturday, June 1st, where people can actually come and hear Father Blount give a talk on the Flame of Love and Our Lady. Do you have some information about that, David?
Absolutely. Father Blount on June 1st is going to be giving several talks. The first one is going to be at 9:30. There's registration at 8:30. It's at Mother the Redeemer Retreat Center in Bloomington, Indiana. And then we'll have a holy hour, we'll have mass, lunch, another talk, and then Father Blount will have a benediction. And Father Blount at that point will start doing the healing portion. And if you've ever been there before, he prays until it's done.
And that's another aspect I forgot to mention, is that, you know, you actually have a healing ministry, Father, and that people that come, and that's really what Jesus wants for us ultimately, healing now and eternally, right, so that we can be with him forever.
Yes, he even said, "I've come to heal the brokenhearted." Mm-hmm. And so I see that. I look over the country, I travel a lot, is that almost everyone's in need of some form of healing. And healing is an aspect of the love of Jesus. So it's a beautiful thing to call upon and invoke the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I find that the Flame of Love enhances those very same gifts. It enhances those gifts so that ultimately each person will be touched and healed by love, by divine love. And God still works miracles today.
And there is a consecration to Mary going on right now, starting, I believe it starts on the 28th, right? So people that want to get participate in that, talk about that real quick. I think we have about 4 minutes left, so.
Okay, that's fine. I did want to mention, though, in collaboration with this conference that Father's going to do, the Day of Reflection, mm-hmm. the next day on Sunday at St. Malachy Church, he's going to do a special conference for the youth and young adults, and you do not want to miss this. It's going to be fantastic. So again, St. Malachy Church, but please do visit our local website, flameoflove-indiana.com, to get more details on that.
Now, are both of those events something that you need to sign up for, or can you just show up for?
You do need to sign up. You do need to register, so we're prepared for you. So, yes, through Our Lady of the Greenwood for the June 1st event for adults, and then the June 2nd event at St. Malachy for the youth, please do visit flameoflove-indiana.com, and you'll get all the details you need.
And one thing I might mention is, if you're going to go to the website, Our Lady of Greenwood, it's olgreenwood.org. Then you go to donate, then you create an account, and then there would be a little button to push that says Flame of Love, Father Blount. We ask for a $25 donation. That's the simplest way to do it. Otherwise, if you would, you could email me at david.flameoflove@gmail.com, and I will forward you the information.
We have about 2 minutes left, and I know that we want to get a blessing. Lori wanted to mention the consecration real quick, and then we'll ask for a blessing from Father.
This is very exciting and extremely important. There is a unified national and even international now consecration to Jesus through Mary that's going to be done on May 31st of this year. And we're trying to get every individual, every organization, every person to turn to our Lord through the Immaculate Heart of Mary using the traditional St. Louis de Montfort method of consecration. There's 33 days of preparation that's recommended. It's not absolutely necessary, but it helps prepare you. But also, Father Gately has a more updated version called 33 Days to Morning Glory, and I'm sure many of the listeners are familiar with that. But the idea here is to increase the effectiveness of our prayers and our apostolic endeavors. And so we unite with Blessed Mother. Her merits are incalculable. She is perfect. She takes our very flawed offerings of prayer and sacrifice, and she polishes them up and presents them to God and unites them to her prayers, and so they are much more effective in saving souls.
So people can get in on the consecration. Father, could you give us a blessing before we go?
Sure. Blessed Virgin Mary, you are our cherished and heavenly mother. You love us and you love God so much. And you give us your divine Son, Jesus, on the cross, and the flame of love that pours out from his sacred heart. Thank you for the Catholic Church. Thank you for the Church in Indianapolis. Thank you for your love. We want to receive today, in the very depths of our hearts and souls, this fire that burns in your heart and the Lord's heart. Burn away from us all hatred and all apathy, all impurity and all sin. And instead, fill us with the virtues that filled your life and St. Joseph's holy life. We want to be your instruments to bring love and salvation to all of Indianapolis. The conversion of the world has been promised to you, O Holy Mother. Bring it about quickly, 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 and use us to bring the flame of love to everyone we meet. May Almighty God bless everyone who listens to this show with the flame of love and with the highest sanctity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lori and David. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.